El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Center of the center of the earth, entering the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember us to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. Rubber like circles that abound from a dot, from a drop to the circles that surround it. In the water make waves and we drown it. Waves of sound that we bathe in, then wash up on this ground and round it. We all stand on, but we all stand for the process that we hang on. Hang on, hang on, hang on, like dot, dot, dot. It's like a rock dropped in the water, submerged, but first reverberates like words that make circle shapes. Circles like records that revolve with grooves that rest and unrest and then resolve when they drop. Little dots like drops of sand from a clock spanning across the canyon, across plots of land like clocks. All we got's is hands to bang together these plots and plans and pots and pans and drop some slang from the dot, 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 back to the top. The center of the earth, entering the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. With dust in the wind to with dust in the earth, the universe is dot at the center of the person. The circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, dot. Center of the earth, entering the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. With dust in the wind to with dust in the earth, the universe is dot at the center of the person. The circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, dot. Dust in the earth. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 dot.
Thank you. Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from British Columbia, Canada.
Kind of.
However, recording in Calgary, actually, today. Yeah. This is Spicy Boys, Louis Crochu, and you with Benny Jordan. We're in the same room, which is kind of weird.
The first time. And I'm not wearing headphones, which is also really weird. Like, yeah. I feel like I should have something over my ears.
So
I brought a hat.
Is that why you brought the hat?
Partly.
I was just wearing the hat, you know, just because, I don't know, I got this one for my birthday.
It's a pretty nice hat.
It's Saga. It's a skiing company.
Oh, I like it less than.
Really? You don't like skiing?
No, I don't like skiing.
No?
No.
Well, it was from my sister, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I like your sister less than.
Wow. Jeez. Okay.
Well, the thing I have with skiing is I could never get past French fries pizza slice, you know?
Really?
That was pretty much as far as I got before. I was like, French this fries, is fucking pizza stupid. Slice. I hate this shit.
Really?
Why am I
like
going
skiing.
Downhill on this fucking
stupid
little,
it's fun.
Little pegs. I think if I started with snowboarding, rather, I think I might have liked it. But my mom was like, no, you do skiing first, because I like skiing, so you have to do skiing.
Really?
I was like, no. Actually, I think that's why. I don't know. But I had to start with skiing, apparently, and I was like, I don't like this. So maybe I'll like snowboarding. Never tried. Probably never will.
I tried snowboarding one time, and I wrecked myself.
Nice.
But I guess the thing is that like I have been skateboarding since I was in elementary school, and I've been, you know, skiing since I think I was in junior high, right? So I kind of thought that they'd be similar, but they're not.
No.
And
I used to
wreck my knee.
I didn't really ride a bicycle until I was like 12 or 13 was kind of when I was like, maybe I should actually learn this thing. And then even after that, I was like, I never used it. And then the thing that I used the most would have been a scooter.
A scooter?
I was one of the scooter kids.
Oh, man. Before we get too deep into this, we should probably play our first set. So anyways, we're doing like a 50-50 thing, you know. I've got my half. Vinny's got his half. So, Derica's not with us because she's a...
Rest in peace, Derica.
Yeah, she's cucking us like pretty hard. She's in like Brockville or something, I think.
What
I don't know. We'll talk about that in a bit. So anyways, I'm doing Vaporwave today. So we're listening to some Vaporwave hits, all right? Hits. I don't know, whatever. Anyways, let's do that. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back. You just listened to some music. You just listened to Incorporeal Visions Deluxe with Premium Mile, Espirit with Bonus.wav or Wave, I think. And then Kobayashi Yamato with Level 1 Stage 0 and Intro.
Is it Kobayashi?
Kobayashi.
So he could have been between hot dog eating competitions.
Kobayashi. Shit, who's that hot dog eating competition? Sorry, I don't know.
I think it was Kobayashi? I think so. It was like some little Japanese guy who was like world champion of hot dog
eating. Oh, really?
For like 5 years straight or some shit.
Wow, geez.
He was awesome.
I don't think I could ever do that, like eating hot dogs, like,
oh, it's
competitively.
Disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's...
Well, it's like, what, every 4th of July, I think? Maybe 4th of July? There's some, like, Nathan's Hot Dogs in the States put us on some competition. It's like one of the bigger competitions.
Right.
And it's always televised, and I watch it almost every year because it's just fucked. Like,
it is gross.
Like, I watched, like, the last time I think a guy set a world record, he was close to it, and he ate, like, fucking 40 hot dogs or some shit. It's like, Jesus Christ, and they pull the hot dog out and they like just like deep throat this fucking hot dog and then dip the bun in water and just
shove it
in his mouth. And it's like, that's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. But yet again, I can't look away.
It seems like the least enjoyable way to eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest. Like,
I like ketchup on my hot dog.
Ketchup.
And that would slow you down. Or would that make you faster?
Maybe it'd lube it up, you know?
That might make you faster.
Yeah, yeah. It might like send it down faster.
Why don't they use a tub of Vaseline rather than water?
Yeah, that'd be disgusting.
Yeah, but it would. I mean, I think
that'd probably be like rougher though, honestly, because like the water like it makes it mushy.
Was it a 50-50? Like they kind of made like a Vaseline paste.
Like you probably like it probably would like even if it was just lubed up in Vaseline, it would probably just like get stuck in your throat if it wasn't chewed. You know, like the water kind of like does.
That's
the
not the first thing that was stuck in my throat with Vaseline on it.
Nice,
thanks, dude.
It's funny.
Thanks, man.
I give that one a 5 out of 100.
Wow, that's better than I expected.
Yeah,
pretty good with that.
Oh man. Anyways, yeah, no, I've never actually watched that. I've seen that GIF of that guy when he's it's like at a like a hot dog eating contest, and there's there, and the guy, you know, gives up and he throws his hot dog in the air, and then he's walking by, like, frustratingly, and then he trips. He slips.
And he falls into
the vomit pit.
Yeah,
that's fucking gross.
They don't have vomit pits at like the actual competition.
No, do people just not vomit or something?
I didn't see anybody vomit. Like, these are the top guys. This is like the top 100 hot dog eaters. And it was awesome because they would like they all came in. They all had personas and stuff. Or, like, a lot of them did.
This is Jimmy
and
Hot Dog Eater.
One of the guy was like, he was like ranked 80th or something, and he was like some 60-year-old man. And I was like, that guy is fucking solid. That guy's wicked, you know? Like, he just came out, he was, like, wrinkly face with, like, a little cape on, and he came out, and I was like, that guy needs to win.
Were they all, like, really, really fat?
No, most of them were not fat at all.
I mean, I guess.
But they were telling a story. I forgot about this, I can't remember if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but, like, the hot dog eating champion, he, like, won, he, like, won this hot dog eating championship, right?
Right.
And he's, like, on the mic, and he's like, oh, I just won this sick competition, and now I want to do the most nervous thing of my life, and I want to ask my lovely girlfriend to marry me, or some shit.
He just has a fucking, like,
and he's
hot
like,
dog
he,
butt
he
all
just
over his
ate,
face.
Like, he just ate, like, 50 hot dogs, and his
Jesus.
Girlfriend's like, no.
That's disgusting. What the fuck? I mean, geez, I don't know. Going back to, like, if they're fat or not, I think, like, the guy who eats, like, a Big Mac or like 3 Big Macs every day is like super skinny, right? Like he's like, but it's just because like he doesn't get like the nutrition or anything, you know?
Well, I think like with the hot dog eating, if you were fat, that would be a really big disadvantage, you know?
You reckon?
Yeah, because you would be like if you were really fat, you would be like not be able to move your hands down, dip like the water and stuff.
Yeah, but you have like
if
a bigger
like,
stomach.
If you're moderately fat, then you're gonna have a whole lot of friction when you're moving your arms around, right?
I mean, I guess, but
and
like
you
then you
have
could
more
like
energy to push the weight to grab the hot dog.
I thought it was like I thought it was an endurance test, not a speed test.
No, it's a speed and endurance thing. It's
right.
Like they have 5 or 10 minutes or whatever you to eat as many hot dogs as possible.
Right.
Not like you have 24 hours, eat 10,000 hot dogs. Although I would also watch that.
I mean, like the NASCAR.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, get a NASCAR, man. NASCAR just happened, like, last week, like, the big, the 100-lap one, or 400-lap one. And, man, that is fucking boring. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, Derica was telling me, because she was in town, she was listening to that in the car, as she's from, like, a small town, and everyone likes NASCAR in fucking Brockville or whatever, right? So anyways, they were driving, just listening to it, and her parents were just freaking out, like, wow, he's taking a left turn. Oh, my God. You know, and it just, like, I just don't get it. Like, we were watching it during lunch because we were in a Vietnamese restaurant and they were playing it. And it was just so fucking boring. Like the highlight was, like, the car pit, you know, or, like, the pit crew or whatever.
I think I've never watched one in its entirety because fuck that. Holy shit. But I think I've probably sat down to watch, not sat down to watch, but have watched NASCAR 3-4 times. I think at least one of the times there was a big accident, like a big car accident. I think the last time I watched was a big car accident. I was like, well, there it is. That's the height of NASCAR. Yeah. Nothing else interesting is going to happen the rest of the times I've watched NASCAR.
Yeah, true, hey?
Yeah, I mean, Dale's dead, so what's the point?
Does Jimmy Jones or whatever his name is?
Jimmy Johnson,
that's his name.
Jeff Gordon.
I don't know. Jimmy Jones is here. Jimmy Johnson's the only one I know. Yeah. Just because that's like the most racing name I can think of, honestly.
It's pretty good.
Like, what was the one from Left 4 Dead? What was his name? Like, Jimmy...
Oh, I can't remember.
Jimmy Bob Jr.
All I know is that there's an F1 driver whose name is Sebastian Buttass. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Sebastian Buttass.
Yeah, Buttass.
It's spelled like Buttass.
It's like Buttass, like one word.
Oh, right.
Sebastian Buttass.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I'm a pretty big fan of Buttass.
I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't get NASCAR. Like, I don't know. I'm not even that much of a sports person in the first place, but I can, like, I like watching, like, a hockey game or something, you know? Like, I can enjoy that, right? Whereas NASCAR, it's like, what the fuck? Yeah. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Apparently people go there and will just camp out and just sit there in the stands for the entire 400 laps, you know, and enjoy every minute.
Here's
of it.
Here's a question,
you know?
For you.
What?
So let's say that there's a NASCAR race that's 24 hours long, right?
Right.
Would you rather camp out at a NASCAR race for 24 hours watching it, or camp out outside of, like, a Best Buy for 24 hours before Black Friday comes around?
Black Friday?
Honestly, where you're going to get killed.
I'd rather do that in NASCAR because I would not get trampled to death.
Yeah, after 24 hours, I'd just leave. That would be, like, such a waste, though. I would feel enticed to go into the store and buy something. I've been out there for 24 hours, you know?
I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I mean, geez, have you ever gone to Black Friday?
I would buy the least sought-after thing. Like, I'd go into the Best Buy and buy, like, an electric toothbrush or something and just leave.
Have you ever been to Black Friday?
No, I just do that shit online.
Yeah, exactly. There's no point. There's literally no point.
I can wait 2 weeks or whatever for it to show up. I'm not that impatient.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I just don't get it. I mean, here in, you know, Canada, it's not as crazy. But in America, like, like, there's at least, like, one or two deaths, you know? Like, someone gets trampled to death, or someone gets shot, and you just see it, like, all over the internet, just people, like, fighting over, like, a flat screen or something, or, like, a toaster. It's like, man, you don't need that shit. Like, it's... you're gonna die. You don't get, like, a new TV, you know? Like, well, I just don't get it.
If you're in there, you might die.
You might die if you're...
That's why people are going crazy, because they need to get in and get out as quick as they can before the guy comes back with the M16 and fucking mows them down.
I guess so. I mean, it is America, right? Like, jeez.
This is what I think.
What?
I think that on Black Friday, places like Best Buy and Future Shop and Co-op or whatever else people go crazy at, what they need to do is they need to institute purge rules in there. So nothing's illegal. You walk in those doors, it's fucking no holds barred. You know?
That probably wouldn't even stop people, honestly.
No, that's the thing. I would make it so you go in there, if you get stabbed to death, nobody's accountable for it. It's like, whatever, you knew what you were signing up for type of thing, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Right.
Wow.
We need to get rid of accountability. Generally, that's my answer to most things.
Truly, wow. Well, I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going to go to a Black Friday event, and I've never, you know, have had any desire to go to it, and I don't think that's going to start anytime soon. It just sounds like my idea of hell. Like, if there is a hell and a heaven, and I mean, I'll probably be going to hell, but...
Definitely be going to hell.
If that's happening...
I saw that download folder.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, yeah. No, when I do go to hell, I think that's probably what it's going to be. My own personal little hell is going to be, like, Best Buy on Black Friday or something. You know? That's what it's going to be.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Goddamn. Fuck me, dude. Oh, no. That's the worst. I can't think of anything I'd want to do less. I'd rather, like, watch a dog eat shit out of its own ass and fucking...
I would actually probably pay to see that.
See a dog eating shit out of its own ass?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, well, yeah. My dog is here. She sometimes eats shit out of her own ass. Normally, I just look away,
Yeah, but
though.
The thing is that, like, if you trained your dog to eat shit out of its own ass every time it took a shit...
That would be disgusting.
It would be the perfect dog.
Would it?
Yes.
Well...
I mean, it wouldn't live very long, but no. It would be the perfect dog, though.
No.
It would be self-sustaining. You wouldn't have to feed it. You feed it once, and then it would just continuously feed itself, right?
Well, no, because, like, what makes poop poop is that it doesn't have any nutrients in it. Like, it goes through...
No, but if you keep eating it, you get the little last bit of it.
No. Okay, some animals actually do that.
Right, dogs eat poop all the time.
Right, but the reason they do that is to get, like, the last bit of nutrients.
Right.
But, like, I'm sure, like, twice through, there wouldn't be anything to sustain that dog.
Well,
it would probably just starve to death.
That's saving a lot of money on food.
I mean, I guess.
If it's
Jeez.
Twice through, you have to feed your dog every day.
Wow,
that's
that,
like $2 saved right there.
That logic is sound.
It is absolutely sound.
Wow. Jeez.
So there it is. Another Ben Jordan life hack. Make your dog eat its own shit. What if you made the dog eat your shit?
Well...
That's unlimited nutrients, because you'll still be eating, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Jeez, I don't know. Wow, this is such a convincing case. Like, I'm really considering this now.
Right, me too. I wasn't before. Before, I was just saying it was a joke, but now... I don't see any reason why I wouldn't.
Okay, speaking of dogs, I gotta go let my dog in. So let's play another set of music.
Okay.
Alright, I'll be back.